J-Wing. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. But truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, gracious Father, we ask that you will have thine own way on today, God. Move by your spirit, O God, and move by the anointing. Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do, O God. We decrease in order that you may increase within us, and we will forever give you all the praise and glory, which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn to Luke 17th chapter and the first verse? That's Luke 17 and 1. And it reads as follows. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. And I would like to read from the New Living Translation as well. And it says, he said to his disciples, offenses will certainly come. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for this morning is, let it go. Whatever happened to you, whomever did you wrong, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, let it go. Because by you harboring on it, by you allowing it to stay in your spirit and in your mind, it is hindering your spiritual growth. It is hindering your destiny. It is hindering the purpose, especially the blessings that God has for you. People of God, we all go through disappointments, betrayals, and unfair situations. It is the enemy's plan for you to hold on to offenses. But what you don't realize, some offenses is meant for us to grow in Christ. And some offenses are meant for us to be hindered, to hold us back from getting what God has for us. It is so easy to hold on to the hurts. Think about what someone said. We can hold on to that for eternity. And while you is holding on and harboring that offense and reliving that offense, you are giving that person power over you. Come on here, somebody. You don't realize how much that offense is souring our attitude. It is draining your energy. And it is also limiting your creativity. You will only go so far and you will pull back because you have been offense. And offense has come up against you. And it will limit your ability to go further on the spiritual walk because you're upset about what that person did to you. People of God, if you're going to fulfill your destiny, you have to get over offenses. You have to get good at letting things go. Just say, you think you have gotten over on me. No, you haven't. Because either this offense is going to help me or this offense is going to hurt me. But you can turn that offense around for your good. Jesus said that offenses will certainly come. not just might come. As long as you on this spiritual walk, as long as you living, somebody is going to say something to you you don't like. So how do you deal with offenses? I'm glad you asked. The way you deal with offenses will determine whether you move forward and see the things God has in store, or whether you get stuck in bitterness. It is Satan's plan to hinder you. It is Satan's plan to allow you to get stagnant. It is Satan's plan to allow you to get bitter and to have a wall over your heart. It is Satan's plan to activate the distrust that you have when someone offend you, especially when they are in a leadership position, because the first thing you do is somebody in a leadership position offend you, you get upset. You think all of the other leaders are like that one person that has offended you. No, they're not. Don't label other people about how someone else did you. My God. Many people today are living out of a wounded place over how they were raised, or when a friend may have walked away, or you may have a business partner, or you may have a wife, or you may have a husband who cheated on you. Many people are living from a wounded place and have problems trusting, have problems receiving others, have problems believing others because of offense. Instead of letting that hurt go, they want to relive it over and over again. Don't you know we have pastors, evangelists, and apostles, and teachers, and preachers that are preaching from a place of pain? And when you preach from a place of pain, you are spewing that hurt over the congregation. Instead of getting before God, seeking the face of God, fasting and praying, and asking for deliverance or getting delivered, they would rather harbor the offense and the unforgiveness. And then they wonder why they don't have any good relationships. It's because they haven't healed. Until you get well, that wound will hinder you wherever you go and whatever you say. You will continue to be offensive when somebody else offends you. So when you let it go and forgive, you can see beauty for ashes. You can experience healing, and you can experience freedom. You have to learn how to love the person or the people that has offended you. You got to remember, people of God, it's not that person, but it is that spirit within that person. Come on here, somebody. That's why the Holy Ghost said your offense, that offense can either work for your good or work against you. But if it's working for your good, it is teaching you spiritual maturity. It is teaching you how to handle that spirit. Come on here, somebody. So how and when should we overlook an offense? I'm glad you asked. Proverbs 19 and verse 11 says, a person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. To overlook an offense is to take no notice of wrongs done against somebody. But to refuse to retaliate, come on here, or seek revenge, to let it go, or in other words, to forgive. Oh, my God. The first thing we should do, we should know it is helping our spiritual growth. We should have the ability to control ourselves when angry, because the Bible says we can get angry, but then we must not sin. Be ye angry, but sin not. So when we angry and we overlook offenses, yes, we can. But we do not harbor the anger. No, come on here now. We got to overlook the offenses and give it to God. Number two, offenses do come. Don't you ever think it's not going to come. They do come. And there are times when the anger is called for. But anger should not be our first response in any given situation. This, here we go again, spiritual maturity. Our goal is to control our expression of anger when possible. We must overlook the offense. And the third, the Bible calls us to be not easily angered. God himself is slow to anger. Nahum 1:3. And we should be too. A slow fuse is the product of wisdom and love. And the fourth one is, God considers it a glory to overlook an offense. So in other words, overlooking a wrong done to oneself is a sign of maturity and grace. Forgiving others is worthy of respect. It is a triumph for us to forgive and to take no notice of the injuries or the offenses. Jesus taught, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Luke 17:3-4. Of course, God has forgiven our sins for Christ's sake, for us to forgive others for Christ's sake. And for Christ's sake is a glorious thing. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that we can guard our heart and let go of all the hurts and disappointments that have come our way. Father God, thank you that you bring healing to our wounded places and giving us beauty for ashes. Father God, we declare that we will not allow offenses to get inside and make us bitter, but we will learn from the offenses as we grow spiritually. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I want you to mark your calendars, September 28th through the 30th, 2023, and October the 1st. The Great Commission, the Tent Revival, will be held at 1100 Bolton Avenue. The speakers are Ministers Tyrone and Latanya Leary, Prophetess Barbara Herman, Pastor Geneva Robeson, and myself. The Great Commission, see you there. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word. Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana 71365. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT.